96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 178 and the first new show of 2021. I did take last weekend off, which I rarely do, to hit the reset button, if you will. But excited for 2021 and looking forward to highlighting the best tech trends for you each week, whether you're tuning in on your local radio station or via the Tech It Out podcast. Oh, and starting next weekend, we're going to be covering a lot of the Consumer Electronics Show news. That's right, the CES is next week. But for the first time, it won't be in Las Vegas because of the pandemic, but rather online only. A virtual CES. Very strange to me, but next week should still be fun. So in a week from now, I'll bring you highlights from the show. But we have a great Tech It Out for you today. We're going to chat with GoPro in a moment about the results of its $1 million video contest. We're going to learn about robotic lawyers with Do Not Pay. The creator of Liquid Text will drop by to tell us about its award-winning app for phones, tablets, and computers. And we're going to talk about Rockstar Bingo. This is a new game to play that, as you can guess, fuses music with bingo. And they've got a code to share with us to unlock the premium version for less, which is great. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially start the show with our first interview. What's the only thing better than shooting video on a GoPro? It's when you can win a piece of the $1 million challenge for doing so. Joining us on the line to chat about this annual contest, which might get you interested in the next one, we're joined on the line by Rick Lockery. He's GoPro's VP of Global Marketing and Communications. Welcome to the show, Rick. I hope your holidays were enjoyable.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Awesome. Now, before we talk about the $1 million challenge, tell us a bit about GoPro. I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with the brand, but in case they're not or they don't know what's new, fill us in.
Yeah, so GoPro, we make probably the world's most versatile camera as well as apps to help you tell your story. Our cameras, the GoPro Hero camera, and the latest one is the GoPro Hero 9, available all sorts of retailers around the world and at GoPro.com. But GoPro was founded way back in 2002, and what most people don't realize is that the first GoPro camera was actually film-based camera. So it was a 35mm film camera that you wore on your wrist. It was in a waterproof housing, and you popped it up to take a picture, and then you strapped it back down onto your wrist. It was like it was fashioned from ankle leash for surfing, and that's how Nick Woodman, who is the CEO and founder of the company, that's kind of the original idea for GoPro. So a lot of people are always like, oh yeah, I had Hero 1 or Hero 2, but they don't realize that there was that film camera back in 2004.
That's a little fun fact. I didn't know that, and yeah. I'm a techie, so that's pretty cool. But what we're talking about here are, you know, correct me if you don't like the phrasing, but I call these like action cams or adventure cams. You could put them anywhere, capture the most amazing footage, and then share it with those who matter. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that's fair. They're, you know, and the market research folks, they classify it as an action camera. And it is. And okay. Is it the durability of it, the waterproof of it as well? But, you know, they are used for all sorts of different activities beyond action sports and, a lot in Hollywood as well.
Oh, cool. Anecdotally, my son was helping me load the dishwasher after dinner last night, and he looked down and he said, "Hey, Dad, did you see that video on YouTube where someone put a GoPro in their dishwasher and put it on slow-mo and was able to, like, capture, well, you know, what the dishwasher was doing that we can't see because the door is closed?" So even just the most creative things that people come up with, or they'll attach a GoPro to, like, an eagle, which you can find often on YouTube or on GoPro, right? You guys have a section with some of the videos that you can see.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. You know, it's those unique perspectives and looks that you can't get with any other type of camera are amazing, like on the back of an eagle. And one that was fantastic was this rescue down in South Pacific who raised a pelican and taught it to fly, put a GoPro on it, and it's the most, you just simply Google GoPro and pelican and you'll see the video. It's such a great video.
Awesome. All right. So without further ado, Rick, let's now chat about the third annual Million Dollar Challenge. What's it all about?
Yeah. So the Million Dollar Challenge, you know, basically what we were just talking about is, you know, we put it out there to our community, you know, show us the radness, the awesomeness that exists out in the world and the creativity. And this is the third year in a row that we've been doing it, and each year gets better, and each year we're more amazed at some of the stuff that gets captured. And sure, there's definitely going to be the action sports and the, you know, wingsuit, base jumping, moto, all that stuff. You see some amazing things. But then there's like just the shots that you just did not realize someone could get. And that's what's so exciting about the Million Dollar Challenge, and more so about our community at large and how they're out there living their best lives, capturing and sharing these experiences in unique ways.
What were the requirements for the challenge? I think they had to shoot the footage on a Hero 9 Black camera, right?
That's it. That's exactly it. That was the only requirement. Each year we do this as a way to celebrate the launch of the new camera. And it's kind of a way of going and asking our community to create our launch video for us. Now, obviously, we can't send a whole bunch of new cameras to people before the camera comes out. So it's kind of a little bit backwards that our launch video really comes out after the camera's out there. But that's why we do it so close to launch, because it's just a great way to celebrate what the new camera is all about.
We're chatting with Rick Lockery. He's the VP of Global Marketing and Communications at GoPro. We're learning about this Million Dollar Challenge, third annual one. And I know there's a highlight reel video you can tell us about in a moment, Rick. But also, I would love to call out that you have awarded $18,000, almost $18,000 into the pockets of, 56 different creators? Is that right?
That's correct. So yes, that's what the math comes out to for the Million Dollar Challenge. We split it evenly amongst the creators that we pick. Each year it's a different number. Last year was a little less, but generally it's not going to be higher than that, because we keep the video down to 2 minutes. So you're only going to have so many clips that you're going to put in there.
Sure.
And this year, yes, there's 56 recipients from representing 21 different countries around the world. And so they each took a even share of that $1 million, which comes out to be just about $18,000.
Wow. And how many submissions overall did you get?
We had over 29,000 submissions this year. So it's
I hope you did not have to go through all those to you yourself.
We do. For me, the one that I saw that really kind of blew me away is the speed flying or parasailing.
Yeah.
The one guy, well, there's two different ones. There's one where he kind of tips across the autumn leaves of trees and like brushes against the trees. And then there's another one where the person goes, is on a beach and just goes right in between these rock croppings. And that stuff's thrilling. I mean, obviously the, there's also the one where the guy's having a cup of coffee, and as they pan out, you realize he's standing on top of a hot air balloon, and then some other dude buzzes him in a plane. That's pretty spectacular, too. So wow. There's no shortage of wow moments, for sure.
Okay, so let's wrap up on that then, Rick. Is there a place where we can see each of these 56 finalists, all their two-minute videos or less, or a highlight reel that has clips from presumably all of the creators in one video?
Yeah. So that would be the Million Dollar Challenge final video.
Okay.
Best place to come see it is at GoPro, at our GoPro.com, and at our blog. So you can simply go GoPro.com/news, and you'll see it there. Or just simply go to YouTube and go to our GoPro YouTube page, and you'll find it front and center there as well.
Okay, very cool. And if anybody's listening that would like to enter for the 2021 contest, assuming there is one, are there any instructions here?
You know, better yet, we always have awards challenges going. So throughout the year, so the next one coming up will be around GoPro Snow. We actually have a GoPro for a cause challenge that we're really proud of as well, that we're, you know, we actually haven't officially announced it, but if you go to GoPro.com/awards, you'll see all these different challenges. And this particular challenge is nominating and celebrating heroes in our world and our community. So these are people that are just doing great things, and we want to shine a light on those people. So again, all these different challenges, they go throughout the course of the year, and when the next Million Dollar Challenge comes up, you can find all the information there, and that's GoPro.com/awards.
All right, Rick, congratulations. I can't wait to check out that video at GoPro.com. Thank you for your time. All the best for 2021. Stay healthy. Good to chat with you. Thank you again.
You too, Mark. Thanks so much.
This show, Tech It Out, is powered by ASUS. For those in search of incredible, ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. They even have a line of gaming gear called ROG, or Republic of Gamers, which is awesome. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out when we learn about Do Not Pay, a robotic lawyer. That's right. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family. But there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $8.99. only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome back to Tech It Out.
Hey, it's 2021, so perhaps this is the year you get a robot lawyer. Now, I know it sounds like science fiction. They do exist today. Well, at least in digital form. So we're not talking about, you know, the Terminator representing you in court or anything. Or not yet, anyways. But Do Not Pay is an app that's launching a new service that you'll likely want to hear about. Joining us on the line to chat is Joshua Browder, CEO of Do Not Pay. Welcome to the show, Josh, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Now, before we talk about Do Not Pay email, which is a new service, time to Do Not Pay, tell us what Do Not Pay is all about, if you will.
Do Not Pay is the world's first robot lawyer, and it started out helping me fight my parking tickets. There are all these things in life that if you know the right things to say, you can save a lot of time and money, but you shouldn't have to pay a lawyer hundreds of dollars an hour to get access to your legal rights. So Do Not Pay will get you refunds, cancel subscriptions, beat your traffic tickets, all in the purpose of beating corporations and fighting government bureaucracy.
And I know there's a new service called Do Not Pay Email, but just before we get to that, so this is an app. You just type in some information, or how does Do Not Pay work sort of at a high level? And then let's dive into the new service.
At a high level, Do Not Pay will take what it knows about you and save you money. So that can be you coming to Do Not Pay with a problem, like getting one of those pesky parking tickets, or Do Not Pay, you can connect your bank account and it will show you all of the subscriptions that you need to cancel that you've maybe forgot about, things like gym memberships or streaming services, and do not pay jumps through the hoops for you. So for some gyms, they make you in 2020 send a legal letter or visit in store just to cancel and stop them billing at you every month. So do not pay does that for you.
Okay, awesome. With that in mind, Joshua, now let's talk about do not pay email. What is it exactly?
Do not pay email allows you to connect your email and get savings just from the emails you receive. So, for example, if you receive a receipt for that in-flight Wi-Fi that doesn't work, do not pay will surface that for you and say, do you want a refund at the click of a button? It's kind of like consumer protection on top of your emails.
Okay. And is it AI at work here? Is it artificial intelligence that is like you're allowing it to scan your email and look for anything that it might be able to help you with?
Yes, it's very advanced AI because we're a team of 10 people in San Francisco and we have over 1 million customers. So we're not here sitting classifying emails and typing out these documents ourselves. Do not pay does this automatically, and we've built very advanced models to do it for consumers.
So maybe you could walk us through how it works. Like maybe, you know, a sample scenario, like you said, bad in-flight Wi-Fi or a subscription that you forgot about, a gym that you haven't visited because of COVID or whatever reason, that it walks you through it. But you do allow it to scan your emails, as you said. And on a related note, I'm sure some listeners would be concerned about privacy. So maybe you can address that as well.
So how it works is it will identify a case. And then you can initiate it at the tap of a button. And most of the time, the details of the case are actually contained in the email. So it's a single click and you get a refund for something like in-flight Wi-Fi that doesn't work. And what it will do is it will use the information in the email to generate a legal notice and send that to the right place with bots doing all the clicking and even mailing stuff through something called an API through the mail. In terms of privacy, first of all, do not pay does not we're a subscription business. It costs $3 a month, so we don't sell data or have any advertisements. But beyond that, you have complete control over what to share with do not pay. So you can use the do not pay email service and forward emails that you want an answer to, or you can give it complete access. But that's up to you, and it works the same regardless.
Okay, so you don't share the data with anyone, but your software is combing through my emails, for example, with my consent, and it's looking for keywords and things like that. So that's something that your subscribers have to sort of wrap their head around first and be comfortable with, right?
That's right. But if you just wanted a refund on one email, you wouldn't even have to give us access. You could just forward it to your do not pay email, and that would work too.
Okay, so if we wanted to manually do this, I can just forward a message somewhere to the email address that's created. So let's say it's mark@donotpay.com. Otherwise, the automated and probably easier way to do it is to have you scan your inbox for anything suspicious, right?
And that's right. And you have the choice between privacy and convenience. So we give that choice to your users. And we also give you a cool donotpay.com email. So when you give that out, you might get some strange looks.
Got it. All right. So you walked us through the pricing. $3 a month, certainly a reasonable amount. There's no other fees on top of that, even if you have your company take care of a lot of services for you, or you only have one a year, it's the same rate?
It's unlimited access. We have bots do everything, and so we don't have to pay anyone to actually do the work. So that's why it's so cheap.
All right. What's the best place to get going? And what do you recommend? You know, what's the best? Is it the app first, or is Do Not Pay email something separate from the app?
It's all included at donotpay.com. And my favorite product is suing robocallers. Even in 2020, robocallers are still a problem since 1990s to 2020. And I think that you can actually get a lot of money suing them under this really obscure federal law called the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. So make money suing robocallers is number one on donotpay.com.
So you can stick your robo-lawyer against the robocallers and come out ahead, perhaps.
That's right. What a time to be alive.
All right. Donotpay.com is the best place to get going. We've been chatting with Joshua Browder, CEO of the company. It sounds intriguing. I got to check this out. I appreciate your time, and I wish you a happy and healthy year ahead. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
What do you think of the idea behind Do Not Pay? You can hit me up on social media to share your thoughts. It's Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z,
on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out when we learn all about Liquid Text, which Apple calls the most innovative app of the year. Stick with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's such a beautiful night. Look at the stars.
They're amazing. Did you know 20% of stars have planets orbiting them capable of sustaining life?
How did you know that? You must spend a ton of time reading.
Not at all. I use Blinkist.
Blinkist?
Yeah, it's an app that takes key insights from over 4,000 nonfiction bestsellers and gathers them into 15-minute blinks for you to read or listen to. With Blinkist, you can learn the main points of an entire book in just 15 minutes, as opposed to days or weeks.
What kind of books?
Nonfiction books in over 27 categories, from personal development to history, management, investing, philosophy, and more. Books like A Beautiful Mind, The 4-Hour Workweek, Freakonomics, and Sapiens. Blinkist makes it easy to learn about pretty much anything.
Like the stars?
Even the stars.
Right now, radio listeners get 25% off, plus one free week, when you go to Blinkist.com/advanced. To get this special offer, go to Blinkist.com/advanced. That's Blinkist.com/advanced.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Are your kids bored? COVID-19 has many families spending more time at home. And if you've got kids that have watched every episode of a TV show or movie on Netflix, maybe it's time you got them making their own movies. Joe Frankel is a filmmaker and creator of IC Movieology.
It's a fully virtual e-learning program that teaches kids and teens age 9 to 17 how to make movies on their phone or tablet. So the course runs completely over Zoom. All the lessons are live, and I meet with small groups of kids once a week at different time slots to watch classic film clips. Everything from The Wizard of Oz and Despicable Me to Mission Impossible and Black Panther and everything in between.
Love it.
And we discuss storytelling and filmmaking techniques.
More info is at imaginarycourtyard.com. That's imaginarycourtyard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. When your website says your application is quote-unquote better than paper, that's a pretty bold claim. Yet, that's what we're going to learn about right now with Liquid Text, as it's called. It has won several impressive awards. So to tell us all about it, we're joined by Liquid Text founder and CEO, Craig Tashman. Thanks for your time, Craig. Good to chat with you.
Thank you so much, Mark. Our pleasure.
Why don't we start right from the top? Yeah, that's a big claim. Better than paper. Tell us what Liquid Text is all about.
Sure. So Liquid Text actually came out of my PhD thesis. I was studying how people read and understand long, complicated documents. And what we found was that when people read and deal with complicated documents on paper, they tend to prefer that a little bit over computers. And so we asked ourselves, how do computers help us to read and understand these documents that we work with? Anything from textbooks to legal contracts to financial documents. And what we found was, and tons of studies have supported this, that computers actually don't really help us. They're making it worse. This is why like 90% of professionals rather print their documents out to read them. So we dug into why, And we found that computers make it difficult to organize your information. They make it difficult to find context, all these problems. But when we dug in more deeply, we realized that the reason computers make this so difficult is because paper actually makes it difficult. Computers tended to be designed to replicate the experience of paper and just kind of build on it. But they don't do a great job, so they end up inheriting the deficiencies of paper, but without really its advantages. So what we said is we want to create a way on computers to let people really read and understand even better than on paper. And so we can't do it by trying to copy paper. We went back to the first principles of human cognition, human thought. We studied what actually goes into professional and academic reading, and we created something totally new. And when I was running my research studies at Georgia Tech, the people in my human subjects test said, "This is great. Where do I buy it?" And I said, "You don't. This is a research project." And then I realized that was the wrong answer. And so we began exploring commercialization. So essentially what we're doing is we're creating a reading medium that makes it easy to read, understand, discover connections, find relationships, organize your thoughts even better than you can on paper.
All right. Because this is radio, maybe you can help illustrate verbally what this looks like. You said on computers, but I think it also works with devices like tablets and such.
Absolutely.
So walk us through what it looks like.
Absolutely. Let me walk you through a little example of it, right? So the way it works in Liquitext is you have your document on the one side, or your documents on one side, and you have your notes workspace on the other side. And what you can do is you can start by pulling out notes from your different documents, all of the different documents into this workspace, where you can organize them, group them, and sort them in all different kinds of ways, however you need to. And the beauty of them is they always retain this thread back to their source. So you can touch any of these little excerpts that you pull out, and they'll bring you right back to your source in the original document. Well, that's great, but what if you need to see and compare different parts of a document? Well, we realized that one of the big problems with paper is everything is so rigid. If you want to compare two different pages, you almost can't. So we said, what if you could just squeeze the document to bring different pages next to each other side by side, so the document could crumple up like it's made of rubber? So we let you do that. And we said, what if you need to see your highlights together? We said, you know, what if you could squeeze the document a different way? And the document would squeeze with just the highlights staying visible. So you could bring your highlights together with as much or as little context as you need. And so we give you all this litany of beautiful graphical, visual, intuitive tools for seeing the important things together so you can discover new connections, make new understandings. But then on top of that, we give you the way to capture the connections that you see. So let's suppose you see an image, a diagram in one document, connects to a piece of text in a second document. Well, normally there's no way to express that relationship other than writing notes awkwardly somewhere else. What we said is, why don't you just draw a line from the one to the other? So you can. So you can just take your pen, if you're using a tablet device or your mouse on a computer, and just draw a line directly from one point in one document right into another. And it's a live link that now moves dynamically as you scroll through your documents, connecting these two locations. And if you ever close a document, you can just tap the link to reconstitute it and bring the other one back again. So you can find those important connections, but when you do, you can now capture them so you can always follow them again later.
And what kind of documents does Liquitext support? Is it like a Word doc? Is it PDFs, photos?
Sure, we support photos, Word documents, PDFs, PowerPoints. We even have a web page import.
Okay, very cool. We're chatting with Craig Tashman, founder and CEO of Liquitext, and this app has won Apple's Most Innovative App of the Year, end quote, award. What was that like?
It was pretty amazing. When we first launched, we got a really amazing level of recognition, and we very deeply appreciate Apple named us an Editor's Choice and Most Innovative App of the Year. And we took it as incredibly gratifying for us, but also just a recognition of the fact that what's been out there for note-taking really has been letting people down. What's been out there for reading and note-taking is slow, awkward, and has a lot of friction. And so that something that's come along and that kind of tries to reimagine that is just really, really needed. And we're very appreciative of Apple kind of helping get that message out.
And if I read correctly, Craig, that this app is now being integrated with Windows devices like Microsoft Surface laptops. What's the significance of that?
Yeah, we're incredibly gratified that Microsoft is now pre-installing a live tile for Liquitext on their new Surface Pro X devices. We're absolutely delighted by that. We so appreciate the support we've gotten from the guys at Microsoft. But what it kind of signifies to me is there's a broader change going on in the way people take notes, right? For a very long time, it's been Note-taking has generally been simple, linear, build a list of notes. And you can think of a litany of apps that have that model. But if you think of the way note-taking is changing, there's increasingly this interest in being able to create links and connections, and being able to create a personal web of knowledge, and that note-taking is starting to become a platform, almost an operating system of its own that other things are built on top of. This deeper, richer, more profound notion of note-taking around a personal web of knowledge and activity is becoming mainstream. And the fact that Microsoft is putting our software on these devices like this is, in my mind, a real recognition of the fact that we are entering a new era where note-taking is really better representing the way the brain works, and rather than just, you know, kind of what was easy to write for computers.
Finally, Craig, how much does Liquid Text cost?
It's free to download, $30 for the pro version.
Okay, so it's free to get going. And what does the pro version give you?
The fun stuff. It gives you the inking to create connections, all the ink-related features, working with multiple documents in one project, a lot of the most powerful features. The basics are pretty wonderful as well, and we give those away for free.
And the best website to learn more, or do you just recommend downloading it from your favorite app store?
Go to our website, liquidtext.net. You can download it from there or from the App Store.
Craig, thanks so much for your time. Great to chat with you. All the best with this, and congrats.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. When we return, we're going to dab along with Rockstar Bingo. Stick with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1/9/21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
High blood pressure, the leading risk factor for heart attack and stroke, disproportionately impacts Black women. That's why the American Medical Association and other health groups have launched the Release the Pressure campaign with Essence. They're encouraging Black women to join them in a heart-healthy movement and take a pledge for better health. First, set a blood pressure goal and monitor your pressure at home. Then, put together a wellness plan and ask family and friends to encourage you along the way. To learn more or take the pledge, visit releasethepressure.org.
Flu season is here, and not only is an annual flu shot your best protection, but your health plan often covers the cost. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment, either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time for you and your family to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
You're listening.
listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Check out asus.com/us/radio for more info on their award-winning laptops like their ZenBooks and VivoBooks. That's asus.com/us/radio. Hey, do you like music? What about bingo? Well, the most interesting fusion between the two was created by a company called Regroove Solutions. It's a game that combines songs with the popular social game of chance. Well, joining us on the line to explain what Rockstar Bingo is all about, we've got Matt Longpre with us. He's from Regroove Solutions. Welcome to the show, Matt. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me. You too.
All right. So before we talk about Rockstar Bingo, tell us a bit about Regroove, the company.
Yeah. So at Regroove, we help businesses harness cloud technology. So it's all about turning off those old servers that your IT department manages and help migrate content to the cloud, set up intranet portals, electronic forms and automation and things like that.
All right. So interestingly, you're not a game development studio per se. But Rockstar Bingo is a new game from Regroove, and it does sound like a great idea. Maybe at a high level, you can tell us what it's all about, and then we'll dive a little deeper into some of its features.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Music Bingo played online with friends. So if you haven't played Music Bingo, basically instead of numbers on your bingo card, you'll see song titles and artists. There'll be a host who plays a snippet of the song, usually about 30 seconds, and then it's your job to guess what the song is, and if you've got it on your card, you would dab it. So in our version, there's no paper. You would play it on your smartphone, and you just tap the square if you've got the song, and if you get a line, call bingo.
Cool. So is it an app per se, or is it in a web browser on your phone?
Yeah, it's not a download. It's not an app download. You just play in your web browser.
Okay. And I believe that Sean Walbridge, who is the owner of Regroove Solutions, came up with this idea. And he's in a band, right?
He is in a band. Yeah, so he plays in a cover band. And he had been trying out some various things with his band. He was trying out karaoke with a live band. And then he had the idea to try Music Bingo with a live band, because one of the great things about Music Bingo is you only need about 30 seconds per song. So if you're a cover band and you want to play a lot more songs, it's a good way to do it, because you don't really need to remember how that specific bridge goes or how that song ends. If you can kind of play the intro and the first verse and the chorus,
that's it.
You're pretty good, yeah.
That's pretty funny. So with that in mind, Matt, walk us through how to play. So you go to this website, which you're going to plug, and you get a quote-unquote bingo card, but instead of numbers, so instead of like B17, you've got the name of a song, like, I don't know, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. And then what happens next? The host then starts playing music, and if you have that particular song, you tap that square, which X's it off, so to speak, or blocks it off, and when you create a line or two, you win. Is that really sort of the idea?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the website is rockstar.bingo. So if you want to be the host, you would go to that website. You can choose. You can play for free with up to six people. So you can try it out. And as the host, you can see a bunch of playlists that we've put together. So you can just get started right away. You choose one of those. It will create a game code. And what you then do is tell your friends to go to rockstar.bingo and put in that code. So your friends would load it up. They would get a card automatically generated for them. You don't have to do that as a host or distribute anything. And like you say, we would start playing the songs. In the era of COVID, you might be connecting via Zoom.
Right.
A lot of people are doing that for their holiday party these days. But yeah, as a player, you're just listening for songs. You're dabbing the ones, which would be tapping on your screen, that you get. And once you get a line, you call a bingo, and the host will reward you with a confetti explosion.
All right. And I was going to say that this does seem perfect during COVID, because you can connect and have some laughs with your friends, even virtually. But you can play together in one room as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Like, so, you were saying, with like a live band in some cases.
Yeah. So we were trying. That's how the app sort of began. We were playing it. Sean was playing with his band, and we were generating the game cards for anyone who came into the venue. So it was actually perfect when the COVID restrictions were a little less strict than they are right now, at least here in BC. But so people could come into a table at the bar and we would just call out the game code, mm-hmm. and then nobody had to go around to tables to pass out cards and dabbers and things like that. So you could just play, and it was a good way to enjoy live music, because right now you can't really get up and dance or anything, so it gives you something to do at your table while you're enjoying the
So I can see using a phone if you're out somewhere socially playing this game, but at home you can also use a computer, no? Or is this only
work on
Okay, so instead of your fingertip, you may click with the mouse.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah, all you need is an internet connection and a web browser.
We're chatting with Matt Longpre from Regroove Solutions about their new game, Rockstar Bingo. It's a great idea. Before we get to costs, and thank you in advance because I understand you're going to plug a code that our listeners can type in order to get a discount on one of the options in which to play. But for song permissions, are you good with a few seconds, like without having to pay? I don't know why I thought of Bon Jovi, by the way, but I gave you an example of like if when you hear like Living on a Prayer. But do you have to pay these artists for, like, how does that work?
As a host, you would have a Spotify premium account and you're allowed to play up to about 30 seconds of a song.
Oh, cool.
So, which is perfect.
My next question was, how do you host or create a game where you want to, maybe there's no reggae version of Rockstar Bingo and you want to create one, or no hip hop or EDM version. So can you, you can be like the game master, if you will, the bingo host?
That's right. Yeah. With our paid subscription accounts, which start as low as $5 a month, you can connect your Spotify account and you can pull in any Spotify playlist and generate a game that way.
We'll continue chatting about Rockstar Bingo when we return.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Here in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
We're learning about Rockstar Bingo from Regroove Solutions. We're chatting with Matt Longpre about this, for the most part, free game. There is a premium version that we'll talk about in a moment, and a discount code that Matt is generously offering Tech It Out listeners. But this is a game that fuses bingo with music. It's kind of like Name That Tune meets bingo. But I'll let Matt continue. And I did have a question for you, Matt. Does it automatically populate each square with the name of the song as well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you just choose a playlist, and then it will generate the game code, and anyone who joins the game, they get put into a game lobby, mm-hmm. and you as the host accept each player as they come in. And as soon as you do that accept, button click, it generates the card for them. So you don't have to send them a file or anything like that. It's just on their screen.
So as I mentioned earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a combination of Name That Tune, because you have to recognize the song, as well as traditional bingo. And do you do the full card, or is it always one line or two lines?
You know, it's kind of up to the host.
So you can
decide what you want to do. The app will basically check when you call a bingo which songs were correct and however many lines that you had correct.
And you can choose as the host if you want to give out a prize, but it's not part of the game. It's up to you.
Yeah, right now that's just up to the host, yes.
Now, you said it's free to get going, Matt, but I know there are some costs depending on what kind of account you want, as you hinted at. So how much does it cost to play Rockstar Bingo?
Yeah, so the free plan is up to 6 players, so you can just get started. But if you do want to subscribe, they start as low as $5 a month. Then you can get up to 10 players a game, and you can get full access to your Spotify account if you have one. It's ideal to have a Spotify premium account if you want to use playback. But we are also happy to offer a code for your listeners, which would be radio, to get a 20% discount.
And that's off of the $50. And what do you get for the $50 version? And thank you for that, Matt. But what's the $50 account for?
Yeah. And then so the premium option for $50 a month, that gets you up to 100 players per game. So this would be more if you're going to run events yourself on a regular basis. You can do some advanced features with Spotify, such as customize the start positions on where a song is going to start playing. So you could, get more advanced and be tricky and have it start at the bridge if you want. So things like that. So basically 100 players per game and customization over the playlists.
Okay, awesome. And thank you again for the code. Using the word radio when you check out will give you 20% off, and that's even on the lower subscription, the $5 a month one.
That's right.
Wow, awesome. Thanks again, Matt. Before we wrap up, what's next for Regroove Solutions?
Well, as far as this game goes, we're really excited to keep expanding it more in 2021. We have some great ideas based on feedback of people who've been using it at their holiday parties and such over this strange sort of COVID times. With everything being electronic in the game, there's so much opportunity to kind of expand it beyond what you would think of as typical bingo. So I'm excited to work on that and make it even more interactive, and hopefully in the next year, COVID will be behind us at some point, and we can get back to doing this at live venues and making a great night of it.
Amen. Matt, thanks so much. Matt Longpre has been our guest from Regroove. The website to play Rockstar Bingo is rockstar.bingo. That's all you need to type into your web browser, rockstar.bingo. Hit enter on your mobile device, like a phone or a tablet or a laptop or desktop, and you're good to go. Thank you so much again, Matt.
Thanks, Mark. You as well.
Well, we've almost run out of Racetrack, but I wanted to spend a moment to chat about properly backing up your important files in 2021. You may be working from home, schooling from home. It's never been more important to safeguard your important files just in case something happens. It could be a hard drive failure, a nasty virus, a power surge, theft, fire, flood, heaven forbid. I'm thrilled to announce that Western Digital, WD, is an official partner on Tech It Out, and they make some awesome external hard drives. So just keep it in a safe place, not in the same room as your PC, just in case there is a fire or flood. You don't want your laptop to be destroyed or desktop along with the external hard drive. So drag and drop everything over, put it in a safe place, maybe a safety deposit box or a trusted relative's house or another room in the home, just in case. WD.com has some great sales on external hard drives, and you do not have to break the bank. Hard drives or solid state drives, your choice. And of course, the title sponsor on this program is Asus. Thank you for your ongoing support. They've been with me from the beginning, since July of 2017. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Asus, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. Considering this is the first new Tech It Out show of 2021, I want to wish you all a very happy and healthy new year ahead. Welcome to the new listeners in Rochester and the Finger Lakes area in New York State. Thrilled that you've joined the Tech It Out family. Look forward to chatting with you next weekend about the best of CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Chat then. Be well, everyone. Ciao.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Democrats in Congress are swiftly laying plans to impeach President Trump, some Republicans even joining the call. However, at least one GOP senator is dismissing the idea.
Senator Roy Blunt calls Democrat talk of impeaching the president ridiculous, noting it would be virtually impossible. Blunt told a Missouri TV station, quote, "The speaker knows this is not going to happen. Senator Schumer knows this isn't going to happen. You don't have the time for it to happen, even if there was a reason. So there's no reason to debate this except just pure politics." Blunt is the highest-ranking Republican senator to weigh in on calls from Democrats to impeach the president after a mob entered the Capitol building on Wednesday. Bob Agner reporting.
Impeachment proceedings could begin in a matter of days. A Florida man allegedly photographed grinning as he carried away House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern after a mob stormed the nation's capital, among the latest charged after Wednesday's mayhem. The 36-year-old was arrested Friday night on a federal warrant, was charged today with one count of theft of government property, as well as several other charges. He's among dozens of people that have already been arrested. Employers shed jobs last month for the first time since April, cutting 140,000 positions.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at 6.7%, the first time it hasn't fallen since April. Friday's figures suggest employers have rehired roughly all the workers they can afford to after having laid off more than 22 million in the spring. The economy still has 9.9 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic, and it's sinking into a deep recession 10 months ago.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The nation's biggest immunization rollout in history facing pushback from an unlikely source, healthcare workers. More news and analysis at Town Hall.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A Srivijaya Air passenger jet carrying 62 people lost contact with air traffic controllers after taking off from Indonesia's capital today on a domestic flight.
Indonesian Transportation Minister spokesperson Adita Irawati says a Boeing 737-500 took off from Jakarta at about 1:56 p.m. and lost contact with the control tower at 2:40 p.m. A statement released by the airline said the plane was on an estimated 90-minute flight from Jakarta to Pontianak. There were 56 passengers and 6 crew members on board. Irawati said in a statement that the search and rescue operation was underway. Local media reports said fishermen spotted metal objects believed to be parts of a plane in the Thousand Islands, a chain of islands north of Jakarta. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And you can always check out more breaking news. You can read the best analysis, They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A widening shortage globally of semiconductors for auto parts forcing major auto companies to halt or even slow vehicle production.
Officials at Volkswagen, Ford, Fiat Chrysler, Toyota, and Nissan all say they've been hit by the shortage and forced to delay production of some models in order to keep other factories running. In many cases, automakers have stopped making slower-selling vehicles in order to divert the chips to hotter segments of the market, including pickup trucks and SUVs. Industry officials say semiconductor companies diverted production to consumer electronics during the worst of the COVID-19 slowdown in auto sales last spring. Now, there aren't enough chips. Keith Peters reporting.
On this date, 1916, the World War I Battle of Gallipoli ended after 8 months with an Ottoman Empire victory as Allied forces withdrew. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Greens. Use as directed.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally. That's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your schnauzer acting a bit shy? Does your feral kitten have you freaking out? Are you being pushed around by your pug? Well, if you love animals, and obviously you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and really consider your pets to be part of the family, and want to really understand how they think and why they behave the way they do, stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable little furry buddies with you, folks, because yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, digging, humping, growling, barking, not eating, your cat won't use the litter box, scratched your favorite chair, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, or just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you saved, great time to give me a call. Now, before I give you that phone number, let me just remind everyone that's listening, because of my amazing sponsors, everyone that calls into the Pet Show and does in fact get to talk to me live on the air today will be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. many items worth $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. If the phones are busy, just keep trying. You will get through. And if you get through, a gift will be on its way. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Coming up on today's show, you know, we often talk about our dogs and how they can become depressed. But what about our cats? Can cats get depressed? Coming up, how to tell if your cat is depressed and what you can do to help. Also coming up, with the new year beginning, many pet guardians are asking whether pet insurance is important and want to know their other alternatives to taking care of their pet's vet bills. We'll take a look at that. Pet trends for 2021. And yes, yes, my engineer, I did get this email this week. It was from a woman complaining that she could not have intimate relationships with her boyfriend because of her dog. We'll tackle that as well. I feel like Dr. Ruth today. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away and so much more. So if your pet happens to be jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using a litter box, not eating, eating too much, counter surfing, hates other dogs and some people, separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, keeps you up at night, or you just finally realize, you know, our dogs and cats may be just a bit brighter than we are. Great time to give me a call. The question of the day is, do you have pet insurance? And how do you rate it? Is it working for you? Give me a call. Let me know. We'd love to hear from you. Be helpful to other people as well. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. The phone's already busy. Let me start out with a call right now. Let me go to my friend online too. Dennis. Hey, Dennis. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello?
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Oh, really good.
What can I do for you?
Okay. My dog lately, she's been losing her appetite because she would eat some and then she would leave. And, you know, I can't force her to eat.
Yeah, well, Dennis, let me stop you for a second. Two things. Number one is, what type of dog do you have?
Okay. It's a part sheepdog and Doberman.
Okay, so it's a sheepdog Dobie. All right, so that's number one. Question number two, how old is the dog?
3 years old, and we got it from the shelter.
Okay, my final question to you is, you say the dog is not eating anything, eating something, finicky. Tell me more.
She's not eating like she used to eat. Before, she used to, like, eat half of her food, and then the next day she'd eat part of it, and then some days she doesn't eat at all.
Is she losing weight?
No. She's really, really, let's put it this way. We take her out for walks all the time, and she's a very strong dog, let me tell you, and likes to run a lot.
Yeah, but it's made, Dennis, I'm trying to focus on the food here. Is it possible that she doesn't like the brand of food that you're feeding her? Are you switching brands back and forth and back and forth? Is that part of it?
No, not really. My daughter's been buying this dry dog food. Maybe it is the different ones, because there's some of them are with chicken and another one is...
All right, listen, Dennis, I want you to hear me out on this, okay? Number one, the first thing we need to do, if we have a dog or a cat or a human being that's not eating the way they used to eat, the first thing you need to do is make sure there's no physiological problem. I would drop a stool specimen off at the vet. However, the dog is 3 years old. She may just be coming really bored of her food, or her teeth or gums may be hurting. So what I want to do is, I'm recommending check with your vet, but let me also recommend what I want you to do. Very often when a dog becomes bored of their food and there's nothing physically wrong with them, we need to make the food a little bit more appetizing for them. Dogs do not eat with their mouth. Dogs eat with their nose. So the smell of the food is much more important to the dog than the taste of the food. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is, I'm going to send you some food, but before I do that, I want you to do this. I want you to take some of the food. I want you to pop the food in a microwave for maybe 4 or 5 seconds. Make sure it's not too hot. See if the heated food doesn't increase the dog's appetite to eat. Because sometimes if it smells better, and it smells better when it's heated up, that would be beneficial. But what I want you to do, first of all, let's figure out if she's just being a little finicky about what she eats, or if there's a physical reason, teeth, gums, whatever. So a trip to the vet is a real important thing. Bring a stool specimen with you. In the meantime, Dennis, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you some of the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life pet food. There's not another food on the market like it. It's what I feed my own pets. But more importantly, if the dog is not losing weight, maybe you're feeding the dog too much. If you get the vet to say, listen, the dog's healthy, there's nothing wrong with the dog, she's at a good weight, and there's not a problem, then maybe you're feeding her too much and she's knowing when to stop herself. But try heating up the food first. I'm sending you some Lucy pet food. Let's see how that works out for you, okay? And I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. You know what? Let me go to who was up next here? You know what? Let's go to Pam. Hey, Pam, line one. Pam, welcome to the show.
Hi,
hey, Pam. Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. What can I do for you?
Well, I've got two kitties. One is 3 and one is 2. The first one I brought in, she was found on the street, got her from the vet, so she was by herself. A year later, I got a companion for her, and he came as from a shelter, so he was fostered, and he had 2 brothers. So long story short, I kept them separated. They got along okay when they were little, but he got bigger, and he's very active, and she doesn't know how to play, and she has an absolute fit when he comes near her. She's constantly growling at him, and it's like she wants to be the only kitty.
Has there been any bloodshed?
No, he really just wants to play with her, but I saw him with his siblings. He plays rough, and he'll jump on her, and now it's the point where she will literally start screaming when he comes near.
Let's try this, Pam, because both cats are in the right, okay? There's not a wrong cat here, okay? So
right.
Number one, what I'd like you to do is prior to a play period, I want you to tuck her out the more aggressive cat. Whatever you have to do, play with the boxes with her, chase her around the house, whatever you need to do, get some of the energy out of her. Then what I would do is I would set up some time, if there's another family member, great, where you and another family member could sit on the floor with both cats in the same room, one person holding one cat, the other person holding the other cat, and even while they're together, I would put down some cardboard boxes and paper bags to get the aggressive cat's attention off the other cat and focused on that. I would do that 5 minutes every day. What's going to happen is every day you end on a positive note, they're going to become more confident with each other and the problem will resolve. But don't expect it overnight. Just make sure you do it a few minutes every day, and every time you have a session like that, you end on a positive note and things will be fine, because they learn through association. So what happens is every time there's a negative, that's what they're going to remember. Let's have them remembering a positive, and you're going to be no problem whatsoever, Pam, I promise.
Okay, so get the more aggressive one more, tuckered out, and then set up a time where each of us sit on the floor holding each cat, and then distract
Exactly. Once the cat that's more fearful becomes more confident, then you're going to start finding they're going to get along absolutely fine.
Okay.
Little first cat psychology there. No, fingers crossed. It works. Believe me. This is not the first time a person called me with 2 cats not getting along. Hey, Pam, do you have a copy of my book? Do you have a copy of my cat book?
I do, actually.
Well, how about reading it?
I do. I need to reread it, actually.
You need to dust it off and reread it. Let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send Pam for her cat. You know what, Pam? I'm going to send you some Cat's Incredible Litter on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break. When we come back, we have Amy in Maryland, Leora in Arizona, Randall in Oklahoma City. We'll get to all your questions right after this, 877-725-8255, the phone number. I am going to brag, 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 because the brand new Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats have arrived. They've been around for 2 or 3 weeks now. The response, amazing. You know, my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record. 30 years of keeping your dogs healthy and happy. But guess what? When I adopted Molly and Willie, they inspired me to formulate a new, improved, even better Hugs and Kisses vitamin supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health and to increase the absorption of vitamins and minerals from your pet's regular diet. Hugs and Kisses supplements is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I also boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content. Listen carefully. Vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin and health, less shedding, no hairballs, and a glossy, healthy coat. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. No wheat, no corn, no soy. By the way, those are the most common allergens for your dogs and cats. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. So keep your pets healthy and happy with my tasty Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 treats every day. Hugs and Kisses is available at Amazon.com if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Also available at Walmart.com, Wish.com, and on my website, ThePetShow.com. Or call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, or ThePetShow.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Rock and Robin. Rock and Robin.
Rock and Robin, because we're really going to rock tonight. Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Lucy Pet products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Get wet. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Whether you go into a baby pool or an Olympic diving pool, you'll get wet. Sure, one's deeper than the other, but if you go underwater in both, you'll get equally wet. Seasoned meditators can go deep into stillness during meditation. They can experience profound depth in the presence of their practice. But even the most novice of meditators can experience stillness and presence. A still body is a still mind, is the teaching that even if you can't clear your thoughts, which isn't what meditation is about anyway, the more still you sit, the more quiet your mind will become. Whether you experience stillness for a moment or significantly longer, stillness is stillness, just the way being wet is being wet. For more about meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
We certainly do love cats. So here's the deal. The sale of pet face masks spiked 500% during the COVID-19 pandemic. However, top veterinarians tell us why animals should not wear one. The American Veterinary Medical Association and the Center for Disease Control both advise people against putting masks on their pets. The mask can cause distress for pets and may make it difficult for them to breathe. The risk of dogs and cats spreading COVID-19 to people is considered to be very low, but the virus has been known to spread from humans to animals. So veterinarians, as well as the Center for Disease Control, is saying not to use a mask on your pets. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Amy in beautiful Salisbury, Maryland, line 4. Hey, Amy, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I have a question about my cat.
I'm ready.
Her name is Gypsy. I've had her about a year now. She has this hot spot on the back of her neck, and I've taken her to the vet, spent numerous hundreds of dollars on her, and it just doesn't seem to get right. She wants to scratch, and I don't know if it's a food allergy or what to do, but I just want to try to help her out.
What does the vet say it is?
Well, they clean it up. They're really not sure. They just say it's a hot spot, but I'm tired of spending hundreds of dollars for her, and then she just keeps scratching. It doesn't really seem to improve at all.
Amy, let me recommend something, okay? Now, what I'd like you to do is if you went to the same doctor and kept getting the same answer, you'd go to a specialist, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay, what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to find a veterinary dermatologist in your area. I'm sure they're all over Salisbury, Maryland, or at least a few are there. I want you to find a veterinary dermatologist. If you have difficulty finding one, which should be real easy, you just kind of Google it in Salisbury. I want you to take your dog there, your cat there, rather. Here's why. You know, you've been going back and forth and back and forth to your vet. You're not feeling any better. The cat's not feeling any better. And they're not giving you, maybe they don't know what it is, and maybe there's no way of knowing. But by going to a specialist, it may cost you a drop more money at the beginning. But you're not going to have to keep going back and back and back and back, plus the fact you're going to get the relief that you want for your cat. So I really, and a lot of people don't realize that they're a veterinary specialist. They fall in love with their veterinarian. That's great. Vets are great. But there are specialties in veterinary medicine, just like in human medicine. So what I want you to do is I'd love you to go and get an examination from a veterinarian specializing in dermatology. But in the meantime, Amy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you some hemp seed allergy for your cat. It's hemp seed oil for your cat. So let's put Amy on hold. Let's get her that hemp seed. Great call, by the way. And I stress this, but please understand. We're going to get to you, Leora, Randall, James, and Mark. I stress this every week. You know, I love veterinarians. I always joke about them. They're like a useful tool, like a wheelbarrow, but you got to push them sometimes. If you're not getting the opinion or the thoughts, or you're not getting the results you think you should, get a second opinion. Very often that second opinion should come from a veterinary specialist. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Randall, James, Mark, Lior, we'll get to all your calls right after this. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion. And
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Witcher. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
An article listing the popular dog names from the 1930s to now and the most popular cat names. The most popular dog name in 1930 was Queenie. The most popular dog name in 1940 was Tippy. In 1950, it was Sandy. In 1960, Lady. 70, Brandy. 80, 90, and 2000, all the same, the dog's name was Max. Cats, it only goes from the 60s with cats. The 60s, it was Cindy. The 70s, it was Ginger. The 80s, it was Tiger. The 90s and the 2000s, the most popular cat name is, in fact, Smokey. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Randall on line 3 in beautiful Oklahoma City. Hey, Randall, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you. I called last week, but they didn't have time to get me on. So I'm glad to get to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad you called back, Randall. What can I do for you?
Okay. 19 years ago, we lost our son. We were dogless for one of the few times in our life, and our daughter thought we needed one. So we got a little black and white Shih Tzu named Boomer, and he made it to 16 2 years ago. And then we had a little black and white Alvin I lost in April. And I took it so hard, I didn't think I ever wanted another one. But we had some neighbors that had a little male here, both of them were males, and they had small children about a block away, and I noticed that they would let him run out in the street, and people drive like crazy around here, and I just made an offer one day in a weak moment, and they said, sure, we'll sell him. But he's a great little dog, only one thing. You can't compare one dog to two that you love so much. But
exactly right,
always,
Randall.
They always use the puppy pad if I wasn't available to take them out. And I was driving a truck, so my wife depended on puppy pads a lot. Well, she told me that now they kept him in the garage, and that he would use, but he'd only use it one time. So I took that information, and I put down the puppy pad. And for a few days, I think he only pooped on it once, but he peed on it pretty good, and then all of a sudden he just quit.
Let me just stop you for a second. Where do you keep the dog?
Well, we stay right. He and I both stay here on this couch a lot. I was keeping it right down here in front of the couch, and he was using it. But then he quit, and so then I moved.
Yeah, that's
on.
You're making, Randall. You're making a lot of mistakes. First of all, bless you for taking this dog. I'm so glad he's finally got a good home. But listen to me really, really carefully. It's important. Number one is when you cannot watch the dog with a hawk eye, he needs to be confined. You don't want the dog to be going on pads all over the house because you're going to confuse the dog. What I want you to do is find an area in the house, whether it be the kitchen, a laundry room, whatever. I want you to cover that entire area with pads. The entire floor with pads. However, on one side, I want you to save some of his poop or even a little bit of his urine and put that underneath one pad with a pad on top of it. This way the scent is there. What we're going to try to do is get the dog comfortable with going in the pad in that area because he can't miss. The whole room's covered with pads. He will pick an area or one pad to go on, and then you start removing the pads from the opposite end till you're down to the one pad, and he's using that consistently. But as long as you have pads at other places in the house, like in front of the couch, he's not going to learn to go back to that one pad when he has to go. So all you need to do right now is watch him with a Hawkeye. If you know, either confine or watch, no in between. If you can't watch him, he's gated off in that area, totally with the pads down. In the areas he's gone in the past, I want you to use a good stain and odor remover to clean it up. But I pretty much can tell you, he doesn't have the opportunity to make any mistakes now, because either you're going to be watching him with a Hawkeye, your wife's going to be watching with a Hawkeye, or he's going to be confined in the kitchen area. I usually recommend the kitchen because that's probably the easiest floor to clean, number one, and there's usually a back door going into a yard. So that's what I would be doing at this point. It's not that difficult. There's no way in the world that you should not have this dog housebroken in 12 to 14 days, Randall.
Okay, well, I appreciate the information, sir.
No, I appreciate what you said to me. And what I'm going to do is, because I want you to, how old is the puppy now?
He was a year old New Year's Day.
Okay, have you done any training with him?
I got him last August.
Have you done any training with him?
Well, I play with him all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And by the way, I agree with you. A couple of years ago, I did Route 66 on my motorcycle, and I went through Oklahoma City, and you guys do drive a little crazy there. You're absolutely right. Let me do this, Randall. I'm going to put you on. Let's put Randall on hold, and let's send Randall a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. Bless you, Randall, for taking that dog in. I really, really thank you for that. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show is 877-725-8255. I got lots of great stuff to give away. We're going to go to Mark in Ontario. We got James in Tennessee. We got Daphne in Redding, California. Leora in Prescott. I'm going to get to all your calls, I promise. I got plenty of time. The question of the day is, do you have pet insurance? I'm going to talk a little bit later about pet insurance as well. But I'd love to hear from some people that have either adopted or are fostering their dogs or cats during this COVID situation. And also coming up, a lady sent me an email this week. Actually, it's kind of an interesting email. I'll talk about it later. She and her boyfriend cannot be intimate. Like, that's my problem, but they can't be intimate. I really do feel like Dr. Ruth, because her dog will not let her and her boyfriend have a relationship. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. If you're in the same boat, give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls, Leora in Prescott, Arizona, and then we're going to James in Tennessee, Mark in Canada, and Daphne in California, 877-725-8255. Listen to me. This is important. The most important thing you can do, besides making sure your dog sees a veterinarian and is healthy, is what you feed him. That's why I feed and have fed my recent adoptees, Molly and Willie, Lucy Pet Formulas Life pet food since the day I brought them in the house, and you see their pictures on my Facebook post. You know how healthy they are. So here's the scenario, okay? I have been recommending Lucy Pet Food, and I've been getting letters and emails from people all over the country saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food, because it's so important with that prebiotic balanced fiber, the probiotics, and most importantly, I've been getting letters from people that run shelters, humane organizations, police departments, even the FBI dogs are now using Lucy Pet Food Formulas for Life because it's that good. But don't take my word alone. I want you to absolutely listen to what a real listener has to say about Lucy Pet Food.
Can I give a quick story about Lucy Pet Food?
Sure.
Okay, so I bought it because you said to buy it, and it says to blend it in with the food that you're feeding them.
Yeah.
So they can, like, you know, gradually, you know, get used to it. And my dog said, no way. They immediately started taking out the old food and leaving it all over the floor and only eating the loose pet food.
That's quite, what kind of dog is it?
Two Chihuahuas.
Those are smart dogs, I'm telling you right off the bat, because they're now getting the best food they can possibly get. There's not another food on the market like Lucy Pet Formers for Life pet food with that prebiotic and probiotic balanced fiber. In fact, you know, Joey Herrick, the guy who is the CEO and president of Lucy Pet Food, not only listen to what they've done. You know, lots of times you go to the store, you buy dog food or cat food, and it's made by one big manufacturer, and they put a different label on it. This is this brand, that's that brand. Not Lucy Pet Food. They actually have their own manufacturing plant right here in Southern California, manufacturing Lucy Pet products right there, and they test them right there as well. So if you're not feeding your dogs Lucy Pet Food and your cats Lucy Pet Food, you're not giving them the best food on the market. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com, and if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. It's also available at Chewy.com, or check out their website directly, LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com. So check it out at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com today. You'll be happy, but you know what? Your dogs and cats are going to be even happier than you. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Such a beautiful night. Look at the stars.
They're amazing. Did you know 20% of stars have planets orbiting them capable of sustaining life?
How did you know that? You must spend a ton of time reading.
Not at all. I use Blinkist.
Blinkist?
Yeah, it's an app that takes key insights from over 4,000 nonfiction bestsellers and gathers them into 15-minute blinks for you to read or listen to. With Blinkist, you can learn the main points of an entire book in just 15 minutes, as opposed to days or weeks.
What kind of books?
Nonfiction books in over 27 categories, from personal development to history, management, investing, philosophy, and more. Books like A Beautiful Mind, The 4-Hour Workweek, Freakonomics, and Sapiens. Blinkist makes it easy to learn about pretty much anything.
Like the stars?
Even the stars.
Right now, radio listeners get 25% off, plus one free week, when you go to Blinkist.com/advanced. To get the special offer, go to Blinkist.com/advanced. That's BLINKIST.com/ADVANCED.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon.
It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance, plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Too much monkey business. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me go to my friend Leora in beautiful Prescott, Arizona. Leora, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. How's everything in beautiful Prescott today?
It is beautiful.
That's always beautiful in Prescott. What can I do for you?
About a month ago, we adopted a dog out of a shelter. And we just think he's absolutely perfect. He's just a wonderful dog. He's just bringing so much joy into our lives. But he has a terrible, terrible separation anxiety problem. First time we left him alone, he ate all the moldings around all our doors. Then we bought a big dog, metal cage, wire cage. And he ate that, getting out of it. When we got home, he wasn't even in it, but his mouth was all bloody and the cage was all bent up. He's gone through two baby gates. We just can't leave him by himself. So we have been taking him with us everywhere.
You have another option. You have another option. You and the family become agoraphobic and never leave the house. Listen to me, Leora. Let me tell you what I'm seeing here, okay? You adopted it from which shelter in Arizona?
One in Flagstaff.
Okay.
We went up to Flagstaff.
Let me go over a few things with you. I don't believe your dog has separation anxiety. I believe your dog has abandonment issues. Now, how old did you say the dog was?
They told us they thought he was about 8, but he acts a lot younger.
Okay, how many homes has he been in? Do you have any idea?
He was abandoned, so we do not know.
Okay, so let's take a look at it. Separation anxiety means a dog is afraid to be by themselves. Abandonment issues means that what a dog feels is that when their best friend leaves, they're not going to come back. When a dog has been abandoned or a dog has had several different homes, every time you leave, it's not the fear of being left alone. It's the fear that you're not coming back. That's the difference between separation anxiety and abandonment issues. What you need to do is build up the dog's confidence even when you're home. I know you want to be with him 24/7. Go into another room, close the door for 2 minutes, then come back out. When you leave the house, go out of the front door, come in the back door, but make sure you don't grab your purse, you don't grab your keys, don't grab your jacket. Those are all trigger points letting the dog know that you're going to be going somewhere. Walking out the back door, walking in the front door, finding a couple of items that he only gets when you leave, leaving a radio or a TV on a talk station. But the most important thing you can do is before you leave, give him a good solid exercise period, number one, and at the same time, I want you to practice leaving him for minutes at a time while you're home just by going into another room. It's going to make all the difference in the world. As long as the dog realizes that when Leora and the family leave, they're always coming back, and it's not always going to be for a long time. You'll get over this no time at all. Not overnight, but it's going to take some time. But remember, it's not separation anxiety. It's the fear that you're not going to come back when you leave the dog, and it breaks my heart when we work with dogs like that, Leora.
Yes. Thank you.
No, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put Leora on hold. Let's put Leora on hold. Next time I'm up in Prescott, I want to meet all my Prescott people up there. We're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. You can read the chapter on abandonment issues, separation anxiety. Ties them a little bit together. Or in the meantime, until you get the book, go to my website, thepetshow.com, and you can read some of the information there on separation anxiety and abandonment issues as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show is 877-725-8255. Need to take a break. When we come back, we got Daphne, we got James, we got Mark. Great time to give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items being $25, $35, $40 and more. 877-725-8255. Got a pet question? Just want to share a story? Great time to give me a call. Quick break, then right back at you. You know, I always tell people, I want you to imagine leaving a mark in this world better than when you came in. For over 40 years now, Delta Rescue, my good friends at Delta Rescue, would never have been able to save as many thousands and thousands of animals as they do without you, my listeners, and yeah, your support. My good friend Leo Grillo, who I consider an amazing man when it comes to rescuing animals, and by the way, Delta's founder, asked that if you could please put some of your life's work into helping their over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. That's why Denise, my wife, and myself have decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own personal estate planning. And why a bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now and provide tax benefits for you. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that every one of the thousands of animals he rescues from the deserts, the forest, all across the country never have to worry again. And believe me, they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com. And they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and loved. Loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. And read the stories, the actual stories of the individual pets that were thrown away. Then give them a call. Their phone number is 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or call them at 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Brake pads or high temperature brake fluid. BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
three cool cats. We are back on the Peg Show. Hey, Mark in Canada, James in Tennessee, Debbie in Delaware, Daphne in California. Hang in there. Grab a cup of coffee. We're just going to break for a couple of minutes for the top of the hour. I'll get right back to your calls. Got great gifts to give away, by the way. Everyone that does call into the show and get to talk to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. If you just started listening, many of the items are worth $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. Write this number down. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Also, and we got a whole other hour to go, but also remember that if you want information 24/7, check out my website, thepetshow.com, or you can follow me on Facebook. I share a lot of information on Facebook during the week. If you want to follow me there, it's real simple. It's facebook.com/thepetshow. Don't forget that T-H-E, facebook.com/thepetshow. Or you can now follow me. I'm getting real technical. You can follow me at Instagram at Warren Eckstein or Twitter at Warren Eckstein as well. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Daphne, Debbie, James, Mark, grab a cup of coffee, some water. I'll be right to you right after this. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1/9/21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.